The views and opinions expressed in the following paid pre-recorded program are those of the host, callers, and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the station, its management, or its owners.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC. Kestra IS, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC. Kestra AS, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Capital Advisory Group, Inc. is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS. Neither Kestra IS nor Kestra AS provide legal or tax advice and are not certified public accounting firms.
You work hard for your money. For the next hour, you're going to learn how to keep what's yours. Capital Advisory Group presents Keep What's Yours. Here are Josh Gilbert and Jeff Zufall.
Hello and welcome to Keep What's Yours with Jeff Zufall. My name is Josh Gilbert, sitting here with Jeff Zufall, Senior Tax Strategist and Wealth Advisor with Capital Advisory Group. Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
How is post-tax season going for you?
It is beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I took a week off, got my bearings straight, and I'm back at it now.
Yeah, how many naps did you take last week?
I didn't get many because my wife had a ton of stuff
on me. Oh, the honey-do list was just growing and growing.
It's been growing for about a year now. so I took a good stab at a couple of them. So.
Well, it was real. The week after tax season, if I remember correctly, it was very nice.
It was decent.
Did you hit the links at all?
I did. I played a round of golf. Bad golf, but I played.
Well, that's great, and we're all very happy for you to have gotten through this, but now I'm knocking on your door and saying, hey, I've got an amended tax return, and hey, I filed for an extension. Let's take care of this.
Yes.
So it's never done.
It's never done, but there's less extensions this year than there were last year. We had way more help. We have three CPAs, two EAs, which are enrolled agents, just a different test, and three accountants that were doing tax returns. So we were able to stay up with the bulk of it. We had a lot of extensions waiting for those mean old K-1s to come in that nobody likes. Some of them still haven't shown up yet.
What's the K-1 do, just briefly?
So K-1 is if you're in a partnership, some type of business entity, and they report through a K-1, which could be anything. Could be capital gains, could just be regular business income. But the K-1s are notoriously late, always. Mm. So I know there's at least six or seven returns sitting there waiting for a K-1 that may show up in June or July.
Yep. And then the extensions, they have to be submitted by?
Basically the 15th, we just do an extension. But the extension is really just an extension of filing the final tax return. Right. That's it.
Still have to pay everything.
You still have to pay.
If you haven't paid yet, you're on the clock with the IRS.
Yes.
You're getting dinged right now as we speak.
So, and then if let's say that you didn't pay, or you go, ooh, that's a big tax bill for whatever took place this year. What we do is help you set up either an offer and compromise. Offer and compromise are the worst case scenarios. I don't mean that meanly, but it's when you owe a lot of money and you go, there's no way in the world I could ever pay that. Or an installment agreement. And an installment agreement is just, hey, I give you $500 a month until my debt's paid off.
Yeah.
But they continue to charge you penalties and interest rolling forward until
they'll make a deal.
They'll make a deal, definitely, but it's a deal you won't really like the math on it.
Yeah. So. I mean, just like any bank. Well, since you came to us with your hands out, we'll get rid of all the interest and everything. No,
never gonna happen.
You can still make a deal. But the idea of Keep What's Yours, the idea of the radio show, the idea of what Capital Advisory Group does, what Jeff does, is to prevent you from ever getting to that point where you have a tax bill that you just can't pay.
Yeah, there's a handful, but typically. There's a circumstance that took place. Weird stuff. This is why we always talk about, hey, look at your paycheck stub. Pay attention to those little line items in those numbers. People who, for whatever reason, had no federal tax withheld from their paycheck all year long. And again, you go, well, wouldn't you recognize that?
I mean, when you look at your paycheck stub, and it says that you made $2,000 and your paycheck says $2,000.
Exactly.
That's an issue.
Well, but
that's
a huge red flag. They usually don't do that. They take out like your Social Security and your Medicare tax and some state tax.
But they don't put the income tax in there.
Exactly. But the federal, for whatever reason, wasn't taken out. So you get to the end of the year and guess what? You know, normal, you owe $5,000 or $6,000 in federal tax. We've seen it on the federal side. We've seen it on the state side, where they just, for whatever reason, it's an oopsie, and the payroll department doesn't pick that stuff up. That's an issue. It's a huge issue.
And I think that's the first thing that you do when we come in on the first day and sit down with you. We bring some paycheck stubs.
Yes.
We bring last year's taxes, maybe 2 years' taxes. We bring all this stuff in. Is the first thing you do is look at withholding to make sure it looks right?
Just to say, because out of the box,
it's the easiest thing.
It's the easiest thing to do is add it up and say you're on target, you're close. And again, we say close. Most people are like, oh, I owed the IRS $300. That's crazy. You know, in our world, that's normal. You want a couple $100 either way. You could get a couple $100 refund, or you owe a couple $100. They're not going to hit you for underpayment penalties. We have people that go panic mode when they find out they owe $325 in tax. It's okay. It literally is okay. That's why you're doing the tax return.
Yeah.
And everybody wants a refund. But again, the equation is, why give the IRS an interest-free loan all year long so that they send you back $5,000 at the end of the year? It's a forced savings plan for some people. I get it.
I kind of like it, you know, because I'm not good at saving.
Exactly. I get it. But if you could take $100 a pay, $200 a pay, set it aside, it's the same effect. It's just you have to be disciplined enough to do that.
I'm not diligent enough to do that.
Yeah.
My wife might be, though.
I guarantee she is.
We always ask, some personal stories, and we don't use names. And, you know, Jeff, in all the years that you've been doing it, you've basically seen just about all of it.
Seen
the good,
some weird
bad
stuff.
The ugly, the legal, the very illegal. But we're going to talk about some of those, capital gains being one of them. That'll be a segment. But the tax system, and especially since it's a progressive tax, the more money you make,
the higher taxes you pay.
But for the first, $15,000, I don't pay anything.
Exactly.
And then the first, $30,000, I pay
10%.
Yeah. So when I make more money, it's not like, oh, well, after I jumped tax brackets, now I make less.
No.
I mean, that's not.
It's not true. You're just paying a higher tax rate for the first dollar over that amount.
Mm-hmm.
So married, filing, and jointly, I believe, don't quote me on this number, 380. Every dollar over $380,000 that you
make. Now I'm taxed higher.
You're paying a 36% tax versus 380 and below, you were paying a 34. And you go, well, it's only a couple percent, but it's 36% of that first dollar over that amount.
Yeah, so for the first 380, you were paying the lower amount.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not like, and this is where my question is going, have you ever seen, with the tax code being what it is, with people, that someone's tax bill or someone's tax liability is actually more than they actually make? I mean, you say someone says, oh, my gosh, I got a $3,000 tax bill. How am I ever going to pay this? Well, how did they get a tax bill that's so far out of the realm of them able to pay it back?
Typically, it's people take money out of IRAs. And we had five or six this year where they literally liquidated $250,000 from an IRA. They did a calculation and said, "Ooh, I'm at a 24% tax bracket."
Are these retired people, or are these people taking it out early?
Early and retired.
Mm-hmm.
And one was helping kids out, which I agree with, but I disagree with at the end of the day because of the cost. What they do not realize is that propels them through the stratosphere and tax brackets. And then anybody under 59.5, there's a 10% penalty on top of it. So you do this, go, hey, you look at it and go, hey, I'm in a 24% tax bracket. I took $250,000 out of my IRA. I'm going to have tax withheld at 24%. It's really not 24. It's more like 40. So at the end of the day, they go, well, I don't have anything where I can go get cash from anymore because I cashed in my IRAs and all my savings. And they have a $43,000 tax bill. That's a ouchie.
At the end of the year.
That's on top of the tax that they had withheld from the IRA distribution.
I was going to say, when you take money out, And I'm going to do this when I retire. And Jeff says I'll be retired by 73, maybe.
And a half.
In a half. He's seen my
keeps
finances.
Going up and up.
Yeah,
and up.
Boy, Josh, it's getting worse and worse. I'm going to take a big lump out because I want that boat.
Yes.
Okay? And when I take out a big lump sum, and it's a big boat, so I took out $100,000,
mm-hmm.
do they tax me right then and there?
Well, again, if it's an IRA, which means it's your individual retirement account, an IRA that you own, you have the option of having the tax withheld as you take the money out or waiting to a later date. And I don't suggest waiting.
Yeah, right, because if I take $100,000 out and no one says you owe us taxes on that,
yeah.
I'm going to spend all of it.
Exactly.
And then come
tax
April 15th.
Time, you owe 24, if you're a 24% tax bracket, you owe $24,000 on that 100.
Plus, I don't have that.
Plus state of Missouri, 5% on average.
In the boat.
Yeah, it's sitting in the boat. So here's the craziness to this. Is maybe it's a, and we have people call us all the time and say, I'm buying that boat or I'm buying that truck, which trucks are, $120,000.
Oh,
which
these
is
days.
Scratch your head and go, how?
My wife wants one of those Jeep Grand Wagoneers.
Yeah.
She that's beautiful. And I say, honey, it's $100,000.
Exactly. Yeah, it is beautiful.
You get what you pay for.
Till you go look at financing and your dreams are crushed. And sorry, can't do that. But. So you take this money out, and the concept is maybe it's better. And again, interest rates are high right now. I get that. Maybe it's better to borrow the money, okay, and then use the IRA to make the monthly payments. But that's the game that we will play to say.
Is that something you can set up?
Yeah, that we go, hey, you're going to have to take out, $10,000 a year versus taking out $100,000
at
one shot.
Yeah.
And here's how it lessens your cash outlay as you go forward. But, yes, you borrow the money. Or take a loan, with the dealership, and you go from there.
But if I have some money in a Roth for all those years and I play the Roth game, 59 and a half or 5 years.
Anything you put in that Roth.
If I do a Roth conversion,
yeah.
I can take as much out of there because theoretically I've already paid the taxes.
Uh-huh. That's after tax dollars.
That's my money.
Yep.
Exactly. It's like a bank account.
Yeah,
essentially.
Or we see people who, that's the other one we saw this year, was people that converted Roths just blind. I mean, just, I'm going to do $50,000. And then it's like, well, you do realize there's tax on that. No penalties, but there's tax on it. Now, the penalties come into play because you converted $50,000 or $75,000 to a Roth. That's taxable income, and you didn't have enough tax withheld. So then you owe the tax, and if you owe the IRS or the states more than $1,000, they hit you for underpayment penalties on top of that.
Mm.
So it's a tax on top of a tax.
So all I'm hearing here, and this is all I'm hearing every week that we do this show, Keep What's Yours, is that there is a way to do it smartly.
Yes.
To minimize your tax burden.
Yes.
We're going to have to pay the taxes at some point.
You're never going to get out of them. You
right.
may delay them. But you might be able to reduce them a tiny bit and not pay.
There's a way to reduce them a big bit.
Well, there's a bunch of ways to knock them down.
But there's a way to do it smartly.
Yes.
So, here's the big headline for this segment. We're going to go to commercial break on the show today. When do I do my amended return? How do I, when we have our sit downs with you,
mm-hmm.
What happens? What do you talk to us about? We're going to get into all that stuff today, but here's the big headline right now for this segment. If you're going to make a move with your IRA or with any lump sum of money, talk to a tax professional first.
Before
you do it, because you might say, look, I'm going to do this regardless.
There's a big push on Roth conversions, mm-hmm. and everybody's like, oh, and I get it. On the backside, it's beautiful. The problem is when they convert, they don't have any taxes withheld.
You got to pay the taxes.
So you got to pay it from a separate source, and that separate source is your checkbook, and it usually is a really ugly conversation that we get stuck with. after the fact are like, oh, you messed up my tax return. We're like, no, you did a $50,000 conversion. You owe a bunch of money.
Yeah. So. And what we'll talk about as well on this show is today is what happens when maybe your money guy does something that you might not have realized, and it kicks you a taxable event.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden you owe $3,000, and yes. You're in a much better position.
Oh, much better.
You made money, but you got a tax bill that you weren't really expecting because your money guy's not talking to your tax guy. So I want the boat, Jeff, and I'm going to make it happen. And you can say, fine. But here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Responsibly. So that's what Jeff is here for. Jeff Zufall, Senior Tax Strategist and Wealth Advisor. We'll talk about that. What happens when your tax guy is your money guy at the same time? It's a beautiful thing because Jeff doesn't have to pick up the phone and talk to him. He can talk to himself.
We do that a lot.
Yeah. you hear him muttering down the halls. He's actually doing both your financials and your taxes at the same time. Capital Advisory Group, if you have a move that you want to make, make sure you talk to somebody about the taxes before you make the move, because Jeff's got to have 1, 2, 10 different ways of skin in the cap, and they all will save you money, or in this case, keep you money.
Mm-hmm.
Keep what's yours. 636-394-5524. That's the phone number to Capital Advisory Group. CapitalAdvisoryGRP.com. 636-394-5524. You're going to make a money move? Talk to Jeff before you do it. Coming up next in the next segment, how many people filed for an extension? When do I do my amended return?
Yes.
I want to have a sit down. Taxes are done, but I want to have a sit down with you and say, what happened and what can we do to make it better? We'll do all that in the next segment. It's Keep What's Yours with Jeff Zufall from Capital Advisory Group.
Keep What's Yours continues with Josh Gilbert and Jeff Zufall.
Back on the show, let's keep more of what's ours. And to do that, we got to talk to Jeff Zufall, Senior Tax Strategist and Wealth Advisor with Capital Advisory Group. All right, it's over. Tax season is over. It's finished. We all took our vacations. We're back to work, though, because now we have amended returns. Now we have extensions that have to be done. And by the way, you had mentioned that you had less extensions this year, but the national average is actually up.
Yes. That's just because we had a lot of hands helping out this year. Last couple of years, it was little old Jeff, and then it's gotten to the point where little old Jeff can't do it himself anymore.
Yeah.
So we have a multitude of people helping out. Some people do certain parts of the return, and at the end of the day, it all flows back through me.
And Jeff just kind of does
I give
a
the
look
green
at
light
it.
Yeah. To make Looks sure good. That the numbers are in the right spots. Tax adds up, you know, income adds up, all that good stuff.
11% of Americans file for extensions now, which is...
So it's actually up. So what's taken place is this is kind of, they're saying late filers, they're saying the percentage of taxpayers who file for an extension doubled in the last 2 decades. And you go, wasn't taxes supposed to get easier?
Right, yes.
I mean, getting harder is a problem.
5% in 2004, yes. But 11% now.
Yeah. And that was a projection, but again,
what is that?
It's basically the tax returns are, whether you realize it or not, they're getting more intense. There's a lot of tricks in it. People are afraid to go, ooh, I'm going to do that return, or they attempt to do it on TurboTax, and they go, nope, I'm not touching it, and they bring it to us and drop it off.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fear. One of them is the fear of the IRS, like, ooh, I don't want to mess this tax return up. We can correct and help fix anything that's out there. So don't panic on that. And then I guess the complexities of the tax returns. People, you know, if you sold a house, if you own stock, you sold stock, all kinds of stuff. If you have those dreaded K-1s, it makes that tax return even more complex on the twists and turns. So that's where a lot of people are like, nope, I'm not doing it.
So personally, in your office, you did less extensions this year because you had more hands.
And more hands and more help.
To get everything done.
Yeah.
But on the national average, it's up, and it's been ticking up for
It's been
the
ticking
last
up for
years.
A while.
Yeah.
So.
My whole thing with wanting to go with Jeff Zufall, and I am, full disclosure, a client of Jeff's, and my idea is I don't want to do my own tax return, not because I'm afraid of messing it up. But I'm afraid of missing out, leaving money on the table, just paying the IRS what they say I owe them, without trying to do any tricks within the tax code to keep more of that money in my pocket. So that would be the reason I would, well, let's just file an extension, go see Jeff, and just say, hey, not are we doing this right, but are we doing this, you know, smartly.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
I don't know if smartly is a word. But
it works. It works for this show.
We can make them up too.
When you do an extension, you've got until October?
October 15th.
To get it done.
Corporate extensions basically are like an S-Corp. Partnerships are due March 15th. So they get a September 15th deadline. And then personal returns and everything else basically are due April 15th, and they go to October 15th. So, again, you'd have to have your partnership return done or your S-Corp done first to get the K-1s or the pass-through to come over, hit your personal return. So
I see. But you filed an extension, full disclosure. We've got an LLC. You filed an extension for the LLC, but you were able to do our personal.
Yeah. So the reason we do that is typically March 15th comes around really quick.
And that's the LLC
And that's the LLC
deadline.
So typically, and I say typically, no LLC ever owes tax because it's a pass-through to you guys personally. So you just file
any taxes that would be with the LLC, I pay them personally.
So what we do is we file an extension, and then we do both of them at the same time as we go forward.
So going forward, tax season is over. We took our mini vacations, our breaks. You've got an actual vacation. You did a staycation last week, but you've got an actual vacation coming up in May. But you are back in the office now doing extensions and doing amended returns. What's an amended return?
So amended return, two of them that I just literally did yesterday. One was where for last year, they goofed up on the HSA, which is a health savings account, for the withholding on an HSA. So the provider of the W-2 put the wrong number in there. So they send out an adjusted or a corrected W-2 showing these new numbers, and you just go in, do an amended return, change it. Typically in that situation, doesn't change the tax liability at all, just puts the numbers in the right spots, but you still have to do it. The other one, they missed a 1099 from a brokerage account.
So you filed the taxes, and then they go, oh, wait, what's this?
Exactly. We had a 1099 that was overlooked that, you know, client didn't give to us. We then have to go amend the return, add that, and then it may generate, like in this case, it did generate a substantial amount of tax due that they had to write another check for.
Ouch.
So,
but I mean, you have to bring to Jeff all of the information.
Exactly.
That's why we always tell people don't try to file on January 30th.
Yeah.
Because other stuff might come in.
Exactly. Other stuff could come in. Like in this case, it did. It was an oversight. He changed brokerage accounts and kind of forgot about it. We run the numbers and go, hey, yeah, it's a little light. But at the same time, they had gifted money to their kids, so we're like, hey, maybe it was that account that they took it from, you know. So it kind of two-way street.
You guys might miss something. They might miss something.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, there's always an amended return. Are there any penalties when you do an amendment?
Yeah, sometimes. If it's a substantial change. So one of the big things we're seeing right now is Uber drivers are getting audited. So what they're doing is they're coming back saying, hey, you got too much mileage, prove it. And
they're nickel and diamond.
They don't have the
little guys.
Documentation to prove. I mean, they got lots of miles. I mean, like 30, 40,000 a year, but they don't have the documentation to prove it.
And you had mentioned there's apps out there that help keep track of this so easily.
Yes. That would have, if they would have ran an app or even did it where it was a ledger, which I get. Ledger would be really tough day in or night in, night out, trying to keep tabs on everything. But again, at the end of the day, IRS comes knocking, they can't prove it, you can't take the deduction. So they pull that back. We have to amend the return, reduce the mileage, which then increases the tax they owe. And when you do that 2 years ago, then penalties and interest start rolling from the date it should have been filed to today.
And oh, really?
Turns out to be a kind of a chunk of change.
They do, you know, retroactively.
Yes, because their attitude is, hey, that was an understatement of earnings, is what it's saying, and you owe penalties and interest.
You ever do an amended and get money back?
Yeah. There's
all
kinds of
stuff. Do they give you interest?
You get interest from the IRS
really?
From the date that it was due.
If I amended my 2022 return, they'll give me interest on the money they owed me?
From April 15th of 23 to today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the IRS is nothing but fair.
I'd stay mute on that.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, isn't that something? How about this? Amended returns. Do you ever file a tax return knowing that you're going to amend it down the road?
You're not supposed to, but in some circumstances, you have to.
Yeah. Look, okay, this is going to be, we're going to amend this later. I just have to get it in.
Yes. So the K-1 issue, and I know a client to a T, the K-1 shows up literally August of every year, and it is a net loss. So it doesn't help them, doesn't hurt them. So we file without. And then every August we file an amended return saying, hey, here's a K-1 who was filed late, and we put it on there and go. Doesn't change his tax liability. It's more of a reporting scenario. So that's the only one that I know that we would do that intentionally, just because he's like, I'm not going on extension and then sit here pacing, wait until August. So as long as that K-1 doesn't show up with a profit, so maybe the year that we think we're home free, it shows up with a profit, and then boom, he owes penalties and interest on whatever that extra tax is from April 15th to whenever we file the extension.
I don't know the
amendment.
Right. I don't know the tax code like you do. I don't know the verbiage and the vernacular. But if there is a K-1 or a form that comes in late or whatever, and there's no losses, there's no gains, it's net zero, do you even have to
to make it correct.
Okay.
Because otherwise, then you have missing data, which then tips off the IRS. IRS, then you could get a letter.
Because if I get a K-1, they've got one.
Exactly. So it might be zeros, it might be $5, but then what they do is they'll run a search, and we've seen them where they're looking for $5, and you go, really? But again, it's a computer. So 2 years down the road, they say, you reported this, but other people reported this. We have an issue. You owe us 27 cents in tax. It's never that easy. But so you have to get in a letter writing campaign saying, oops, sorry, we should have filed this. But no, even if it's a net zero, like sometimes the states will kick off K-1s, but there's no tax due. It's more of a pass-through of a bank account. But you get this K-1 and you go, man, that's a pain to go amend a return and add this thing with all zeros on it. But still you do it, and that way it's done.
Yeah.
And there's nobody could ever come back on you and say, hey, you didn't file this. And then to go back and go, well, it's a zero K-1, you know.
And it's easy to say in our personal lives, oh, it's a zero, it's not a net gain, it's not, I'll just forget. But when Jeff is sitting here telling you, just make it add
up,
make
it
even, make it whole.
Yes.
Because the last thing you want is the IRS to come back and say, well, where is this?
Exactly. And then you get in a letter writing campaign and it does get stressful. And again, it happens all the time, especially, I mean, they're coming back now asking for data from 2019 tax returns.
Mm.
So the 2019 returns basically were filed in 20 at the heat of COVID. And they're like, hey, you didn't file your return, or we don't have this on file. So the IRS is alive. All the offices are open, believe me. They sent a little email out into January, February some, saying basically all offices are at full staff, ready to go. And we can talk to people. You can make a phone call to the IRS today. Somebody answers the phone in a timely manner. Depending upon what service center you're calling.
Yeah.
But somebody answers. You're going to have a conversation. 9 out of 10 times they can fix it for you. Mm-hmm.
Here again, here's another headline. With Jeff Zufall, the way to go about it is do it the right way. Have Jeff look at your situation. Have him do it the right way. And when it comes down to it, when Jeff looks at your stuff, you're doing it the right way. But, you know, probably 9 out of 10 times, Jeff's like, well, we can also do it this way.
Exactly.
And that'll save you some money.
Exactly.
So just have Jeff go through it with a fine-tooth comb, do it right so you don't have the IRS breathing down your neck. And by the time you're done, you're probably going to look and say, wow, I actually, you know, but $500 that we would have just paid to the IRS, we get to keep.
Exactly.
Does anybody ever come to you first-time clients. It brings in, you know, their paychecks and their 2 years, 3 years tax returns. Do you ever look at them and say, look, you missed something 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And do an amended return for that?
So what we do is if you bring your stuff to us and we're going to do your 24 return, we will key in your 23 return. There's cheats in there, so it's not like we're doing the whole return, but there's cheats where we can plug it in and it's going to kind of signal, hey, look at this. Then the other thing we're doing is we can take your today's tax return, scan it through a little, I'll say, computer program. Computer program actually will look at it and go, here's all the options that you can do.
Wow.
And it's kind of wild. It knows your age. It knows who you are. It's a little AI brought to our industry, which is the good side of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool software.
How about that? You mentioned this. I want to bring it up. If you move brokerage firms, you said that somebody moved brokerage firms, forgot about it. When you go, say you want to go from E-Trade to TD Ameritrade for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Do you have to liquidate everything?
No.
Pay taxes and then reinvest?
So what will take place, what you got to watch is you get, like we had the conversion from, who was it? So Schwab bought TD. So what took place was you were only supposed to get one 1099 from them at the end of the year. And they were supposed to take everything from January, pull it all the way forward. But we got, in some a lot of cases, two 1099s. So that's the one thing.
One from Schwab, one from
exactly.
TD.
Exactly, yeah. So you'd have half and half or three quarters and a quarter. So again, if you change broker-dealers, always remember that the other broker-dealer that you were at before probably has a 1099 waiting for you out there. They may not mail it to you, maybe sitting on your online, you know, account where you got to go pull it and pull it down. But typically when you do a transfer from, I say, a taxable account to a taxable account, it's a ACAT transfer, automated customer account transfer, and it's like kind. So if you have six shares of Apple in one account, you're going to transfer six shares of Apple to the other account.
Really?
You don't sell anything. You don't do
no,
anything.
No, they all have a way of doing it.
It's
you
all
just kind of
say,
hey, I want to move this over.
Yes.
And you fill out the forms.
Tell them what you want. They'll go and do it. They'll do partials. They'll do fulls. They'll do the entire account balance. But don't go selling, because the problem is you don't know what – typically you don't know what your capital gain is. And so you go, go liquidate it all and move it to this account. And you do that, and you get a huge tax bill.
Yeah.
So it's better to bring it over like kind. It gets parked into the new account and then make the decision, what do we sell? And again, you get into what's called tax lot trading. Tax lot trading says if I have the winner of Apple and I have the loser of 3M, sell 3M, whatever that capital loss is, my $5,000. Then you go and sell $5,000 of Apple. The two rule each other out. You pay no tax.
Mm.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about that in the next segment, though.
Okay.
Capital gains. Jeff has seen it all, and we'll talk about an example of maybe your brokerage account or maybe your financial guy or gal did some stuff behind the scenes that, you know, you got a big win, but it's still stuck in your retirement account. And you've got to pay the taxes on it now. We'll talk about that after this commercial break. It is Keep What's Yours with Jeff Zufall, Capital Advisory. I wanted to say it is Capital Advisory Group. The show is Keep What's Yours. Jeff works at Capital Advisory Group. He's the senior tax strategist and wealth advisor. The number is 636-394-5524, 636-394-5524. If you've got your stuff somewhere else and you want to change, I was talking to Heidi. You know, we do the show in the afternoon. Heidi's moved a bunch of stuff over to Jeff. Her parents are there. My parents are there. We had a tax person, and we just, God, you know, this tax bill seems very high. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, and why is the filing? Why do I have to pay him all this money just to file my taxes? We moved over to Jeff and have been with him ever since, and we're happy. If you want to do that too, 636-394-5524 is the phone number. Capital Advisory GRP is the website. Coming up next, when you do your sit down with Jeff and say, why did I pay all this capital gains last year? He'll tell you why and how to avoid it in the future. It is Keep What's Yours with Jeff Zufall.
Keep What's Yours continues with Josh Gilbert and Jeff Zufall.
Back on the show, Keep What's Yours. I want to bring in a Jeff, you've got examples, real-world examples of things that have happened to clients, and we're not going to use names, we're not going to specifics, but you've seen it all at this point. I think the best way to illustrate what you can do for us and how to avoid speed bumps, unnecessary taxes, surprise taxes, is to find out what other people did wrong. So we talk about capital gains all the time, but sometimes you mentioned this. Someone came in at tax time and you said you owe $3,000 in capital gains. And they said, for what?
They about passed out for starters. And then they're like, well, what do you mean? I've never owed tax ever in my life. And again, from our side, we get defensive, you know, but it's like, you messed my tax return up.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, here's why. And when we walk them through the actual allocation, they had a broker who apparently traded some stuff that was highly appreciated. Now, it could have been a conversation where they said, hey, we're going to sell this Apple stock or something, and we're going to move it over here, which I get that, but it was traded. Yes, she made money, lots of money, so she's not in the hole by no means. What that did is it generated a ton of capital gains for her that she never had in the past, which then she owes tax on it. So she owes a couple, $3,000 to the IRS, and she owes like $1,100 to the state, and she's in panic mode.
Yeah.
Now she's got the capital to pay the tax. It's just nobody informed her, oh, yeah, when we do this trade, it's going to cost you X. And so, again, she got mad at us. I had to sit down, walk her through the tax return, and explain it to her. When we're done, she was like, oh, well, then somebody should have told me about that. And again, that was the issue. So if we do it, where we're your rep and we are your tax person, and we say, we're going to make this trade, we're going to make this trade for this reason from an investment standpoint, but hey, at the end of the day, it's going to cost you X, and this is how we're going to pay for the tax.
So if you gave me $90,000.
Exactly.
The first thing I'm going to say, you know, here, in unmarked bills and a briefcase.
a briefcase.
Is anyone going to follow me home? If you gave me $90,000, the first thing I'm going to think is, what's this going to cost me?
Now it will.
In taxes.
But 5 years ago, you'd be like, cool, I got 90 grand.
Right. Yeah, you're right. But now, after doing the show, my first thought is, what's
it cost?
What's it going to cost me in taxes? And I better not spend all of this. Mm-hmm. And my first phone call is to Jeff and say, what do I do? Can I pay the taxes now? Because I'm terrible with money. And if I have it, I'm going to spend it. But
what if they didn't give you a bag of cash? It just stayed in the account. You never even paid attention to it until the end of the year. And you gave us the 1099, which records it. And then we key it in, and boom, you owe $3,000.
So the $90,000 boost came within her brokerage account, and they reinvested it elsewhere. She's in a much better position today.
At the end of the day, much better position.
Great deal. Mm-hmm. She made a bunch of money, but she, you know, when she opens up her bank account statements, it's not like those moved at all.
No.
Her account is in a much better shape for her retirement, for her future, whatever.
Yeah.
But boots on the ground, she's sitting in your office and she finds out
freaking
she's got to pay
$3,000. Not the broker's fault, but it's our fault that she owes $3,000.
Right.
So I've got to explain and go, look, this is what took place.
When you make a move like that, and the idea is to reinvest it and keep it going, you know, do you take for a $90,000 gain, do you take $5,000 out, reinvest 85 of it, and take that $5,000 out and say this is for the taxes?
Yes. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah. And we could either do it $5,000 lump sum, pay the tax in full, because we'll do the calculation and say on this trade you're going to owe X. Or we have you pay estimated payments for the rest of the year, which are calendar quarter. They go April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, January 15th. And we can actually send you, you know, a week prior to the due date of those estimated payments, the cash you need to make that payment.
How often do brokers make moves like that? And did they tell her that they were doing
this?
And
again,
do they call me and say before I do this?
They're supposed to. Well, it depends. You could have discretionary authority on the account, which means you could buy and sell whatever you want. And you don't have to say a word to anybody. It's good because that gives the broker the ability to step in and make that trade when it needs to be done.
Yeah.
But the problem is just life gets in the way. Maybe they don't relay it back to the client. Hey, we sold this. We made a ton of money. Or throughout a year, if you're buying and selling and it's a good year in the market, you could rack up a bunch of capital gains easy. Again, what you need to do is look at it from a standpoint of if you sell a winner, do you have a loser that you could sell at the same time? The losers will offset the gains.
Right.
And it's you're trying, again, a perfect world. If you had, you know, a $10,000 loss in a stock, you know, yes, you still need the reason on why you bought that stock and what is it supposed to do.
I'm going down with the ship.
But there's a degree where you go, hey, it's time to get out.
Yeah.
It ain't coming back.
Jump in the lifeboat.
Sell it, take the loss. The loss then will offset any gains that are created and are even capital gains that are distributed. So mutual funds will do a calculation at the end of the year on all their buys and their sells, and they will sit on capital losses, but they will push out capital gains to your account. And you have no idea, typically between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's pushed out. So if you generate capital losses, a capital loss will always offset a capital gain.
And I see you every week because we do the show. But if I didn't do the show, I'd see you at tax time, and then we'd have a little meeting here and maybe see you towards the end of the summer. But do people come to you who are very active in the markets like this?
Yes.
Do they come to you with every trade?
Not with every trade. They'll give me a synopsis maybe every 6 months and go, where am I?
Yeah.
Again, we put it together and go, you're net loss. Don't worry about it. You're good. Or, hey, you know, you made 90 grand. Here's what it's going to do to your tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of play it for the rest of the year to see where they're at.
So she is better off than she was.
The end of today, she's better off than where she was because she made a trade on a stock. Once I dug deep into it, on a stock that she made good money on, they de-risked to a small degree by moving to other assets, but it created a capital gain that she had to pay.
How often do clients or how often do their brokers call you ahead of time or maybe after the fact?
I have some very proactive brokers that call me all the time saying,
like,
hey,
they know that their client
this
is your client.
Yeah, this is what our intentions are. I won't say, but they're a local firm. This is what our intentions are. Give me your blessing on it in a sense. I do the tax calc and then, you know, relay it back to them and the client and say, hey, that's great if you're going to do it, but this is what it's going to cost you. Or, hey, it won't cost you anything because we're going to do sell this loser and buy this winner, you know, et cetera.
But here's the beauty of Jeff Zufall being the senior tax strategist and also a wealth advisor himself.
Exactly.
You can do all of this for someone. You don't have to have a broker-dealer and Jeff Zufall doing the taxes. You can have Jeff Zufall do both.
Yeah.
And that way, when a deal needs to happen, you don't – I mentioned this last time. You don't have to pick up the phone and call somebody.
Yeah.
They don't have to pick up the phone and call you. You are doing all of it yourself.
We know what the net is. And that's what we're doing is looking at tax lot trading, looking at that throughout the year so that you – I mean, and there's sometimes you just can't get away from it. You're going to get stuck with a capital gain bill, just period, end of story. And that's good. Means you made money.
I was going to say, you don't pay capital gains
just
losing or
no.
Just because. You pay it because you won.
You won. You made money. So you're going to give a little bit back. And again, capital gains taxes are calculated at either 15% or a maximum of 20% on an annual basis. So, and to hit the 20% threshold, you got to be over 417 or 427,000 of income. So most people really won't hit that threshold of ever paying a 20% capital gain.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you had a really big trade, you traded and sold a second home or something crazy like that. And yeah, you could step over that 400 threshold.
Mm. So that's just another reason why your tax person and your financial person is beneficial to have it be the same person.
Yes.
Be Jeff. And I mention this story all the time, but my sister-in-law came in for Christmas. My son's birthday is in December. She came in and she did the whole thing. Birthday, Christmas, all that stuff. We were talking one night over wine and she said, I had mentioned, well, you know, my tax guy is my financial planner. And she said, they live out in California.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, we just realized how beneficial that is.
Yes.
Out there in California, they just switched to someone who does both as well. Because
exactly.
It saves a phone call.
Saves a phone call and usually it's aggravation.
Yeah.
Because the broker will say, I'm going to do this. And then that gets relayed to you as the client. You as a client have to call your tax dude and go, hey, this is what we're going to do. And the tax guy goes, oh, my gosh, don't do that. Then you're like, well, wait a minute. And then you're confused, and then you don't do anything, and that's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. And I'm not going to paint anybody with this brush, but a lot of these hotshot money guys, they'll make moves and not even know or care.
They could care less. They say, hey, I made you a 15% rate of return this year. That's what my job is. I don't care about taxes.
Right.
Which you go, yeah, it's what you keep at the end of the day is what's important.
That's right. And that's the name of the show, Keep What's Yours. Jeff Zufall, Senior Tax Strategist and Wealth Advisor. He does both with Capital Advisory Group, and he can do both for you, too, just like he does for me. 636-394-5524 is the phone number, CapitalAdvisoryGRP.com. Got a lot of more news and information that has come out, and we can maybe focus on that on the next show. But, Jeff,
sure.
It is now post-tax season, doing amended returns, doing the extensions, and frankly, sitting down with you and just saying, what happened last year?
Exactly.
How can we be better?
And in some cases, let's repeat what we did, and in some cases, let's not repeat what we did last year.
And that's the beauty of you, and especially when you sit down with small businesses, you can say, where's the money coming in? Where's it going out? How do we maximize the in and minimize the out? And you can do all that for us, not only just for me personally, but you can hit up small businesses and find out where they're bleeding money and try to, cut that tourniquet off and turn on the fire hose of cash, So if you're a small business and you need some help because, maybe your passion is cooking and you opened up a catering company, but you don't have any clue
how to do the books.
How to do the books. That's what Jeff is here for as well. 636-394-5524. We don't talk about that as much. I mean, we're in the thick of tax season.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the stuff we talk about is personal taxes.
Yeah.
But maybe next week, since we're getting past that.
You go down the business side.
Remind
you need to
people.
Do.
Yeah. That if you're a small business or a medium-sized business, if you're a large company, you probably got a whole tax full of Jeff Zufall.
Exactly. There's a bunch of people that are doing all kinds of tasks.
But if you're a small to medium-sized company, Jeff can do your taxes for you and make sure that you are not only on the up and up and paying what you owe, but maximize the gains and minimize the losses. That's what Jeff does personally and for your small company as well. 636-394-5524. Call him today. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next week.
You betcha.
You've been listening to Keep What's Yours with Josh Gilbert and Jeff Zufall, Senior Tax Strategist and Wealth Manager at Capital Advisory Group. To learn more, call 636-394-5524 or visit CapitalAdvisoryGRP.com. The views and opinions expressed in the preceding paid pre-recorded program are those of the host, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of this station, its management, or owners.